You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is no match against this film, which outsold Raiders of the Ark the first weekend throughout the United States of America on July 4th, 2023. They say it's going to change the perception of this, selling children for sexual activity. I don't know what the official name is, but we're going to find out all, but we're going to talk about the movie. Saw the movie last night. It's called Sound of Freedom. And Michael is my friend, Michael DeGreek. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Rhett.
We were on the phone long distance. I'm up here in Vermont, and he's down there in Port St. Lucie, and also welcoming back a lady who deserves our prayers and blessings, Lynn Barletta, who is with the Florida Faith Alliance. And you've had your hands in this mess for a long time. Tell us about yourself, Lynn.
Yeah, yes, I have. Well, it began in 2015 for me when I did a trip to Singapore. I'm an artist and an artist locally that's fairly well known. And I went to do murals there, ended up working with a little trafficked girl who'd been trafficked by her parents from age 8 to 18, came back here, started working with trafficked children here through the juvenile justice system, because most of the children in the juvenile justice system today are trafficked or have been trafficked. And so through that whole process, I realized there were not resources. There was not a home. There just nothing for trafficked children. People didn't even believe it was happening. And so I ended up being the face on the news for 3 years and did over 100 presentations myself in local organizations and churches just to start bringing awareness. And we saw a rash of arrests. We saw rescues. It was amazing to see what was happening. And then the pandemic hit and everything kind of shut down. And then since the pandemic, I found out the new stats, attended Ashley Moody's 15-hour course through the State Alliance to End Human Trafficking, talked to law enforcement people, and was astounded at the stats that went up 98%, some showing a 5,000% increase in child online sexual exploitation, which is the driving force behind it. So in a nutshell, horrible. That's why I'm here.
So tell me something. You saw the movie Sound of Freedom. And that was a big hit song when I was growing up, Sound of Silence. Sound of Freedom. I promoted the show this morning, and I realize now on Facebook, but Sounds of Silence. But anyway, it's Sound of Freedom, yes. We may be laughing at that. It is no laughing matter, though, because you said you saw it yesterday. We saw it yesterday up in Burlington, Vermont. And I got to tell you, we were in shell shock when we got out of that movie theater at 8 p.m. at night, went to the 6 o'clock show, and it's devastating. And, I do know that, what's his name? Jim Cavalli, the guy who played Jesus. And
Jim Caviezel. Jim Caviezel.
Caviezel. Yes. And he said at the end when he spoke that Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by that lady, I forget her name, literally changed and initiated the whole freedom for slaves in America. And he says perhaps this movie will be the thing that initiates this. They said it took them 5 years. They did the movie 5 years ago. That yes. little girl's in that movie now is probably 18 or something. But anyway, and it's based on a true story. Are you more familiar with this whole story than I am?
Well, I don't know a lot about the story, but it mirrors so many other stories. And the amazing part about it for me was I kept saying, it's 5 years ago. Since that movie was produced and what has happened from that point until now is off the charts. And one of the things that I want to emphasize to people is that it's not just a foreign country thing happening. It's happening right here in the United States, in our backyard, in your neighborhood, in your area, in your businesses. It's everywhere, and it's more pervasive than it's ever been in the history of the entire world. And we stopped slavery once. I believe we can do it again, but we have a much bigger task. And now that people are actually maybe believing this really does happen, this movie is taking the lid off. And I've got people calling me from all over who were so impacted. They're actually handing out flyers for me today for a presentation that I'm doing this Saturday at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce, Apostle Trevor Banks Church, from 4 to 6. I will be doing a specific awareness training and how to equip parents and grandparents to stop this, because that's one of the big things at the end of the movie. He says, how do you want to be involved? You can be involved. You can do something. You can help stop this. And Red, I'm so thankful that you're doing this program, because you're part of helping to stop it and to end it. But everybody can get involved. So awareness is the first part of being involved, so that you have the information, you know how to recognize the signs, and you can start volunteering.
Of course, Jesus said, if you do anything to one of these little ones, it would be better for you to have a millstone, which is the size of this room, a millstone tied around your neck, and you to be thrust into the ocean, than to have ever been born. Also, in the Old Testament, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob clearly said through the prophets, if you see evil and you do nothing, the blood will be on your hands. But if you see evil and attempt to correct it, though you fail, the blood will not be on your hands. So that's a pretty blatant call to action. If you don't do anything, you're gonna have the consequence someday in front of a living God.
Yes. And I have a call to action that there isn't one single person that can't do this. You can start to pray. You can begin praying about this. You can pray over your neighborhoods, your area. You can pray over your city, your county, and you can get together with other people and you can start a prayer group. And we post prayers once a week on Florida Faith Alliance that you can come into agreement with. So the whole state of Florida can be in agreement in targeting the specific issues that are so important that we come into agreement together as a church to shut the gates of hell.
Well, I tell you what, people wonder why. They wonder, why does your God allow this? Why does God allow that? Why does he allow women, little girls? Because he made a covenant with man. There was some sort of a rebellion. He said, okay, let's see how you do without me. And so he has a covenant. And to break that, the only way I guess he can break it is if we with our free will say, okay, thy will be done, thy kingdom come. And then if that's then I guess he can intervene somehow. So I haven't got this whole thing on prayer down yet, because I know we can't manipulate God with prayer. But for some reason, it changes things and opens doors and gives light, you know, the things in the darkness.
You know, if you really look at that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The question is, do they allow child trafficking in heaven? I think not. Do they allow sickness, disease, death, and destruction in heaven? No. But then when you look up the keys to the kingdom and you understand that Jesus said, I'm giving you these keys, and you look up the Greek meanings of these words, it's whatever you declare to be unlawful on this earth is that which is already unlawful in heaven. And so we have authority not only to decree and declare, but to move into situations of darkness and bring the light and establish the kingdom of God. But we just, as a body, I don't think we've been aware of how much authority Jesus has really given us.
Wow. Michael, we called you on the phone prior to going to see the movie last night. I think we called you afterwards too.
Yes.
And I'd like to get your, how many days, did you see it on July 4th?
I did see it on July 4th.
And what was your reaction? What was your reaction to this horror?
I took everything in from the time I arrived at the theater to look at some of the people that were attending. And, it was very noticeable that even during the preview, so to speak, they made somewhat of an announcement about the making of the movie, if you will. And you could hear a pin drop during the movie. There was no talking at all. There was maybe some intermittent clapping, and you know, you could hear when something positive happened that the audience was cheering. What I noticed was this movie, I don't want to say it was 5 years in the making, but this has been sitting on a shelf for 5 years. And much like our time right here, right now, is an amazing divine appointment, the way everything all came together, quite frankly, in the last 10, 12 hours. That movie was sitting on a shelf for 5 years, and they essentially couldn't go anywhere. And I only heard, I only ran through this video one time, so it was where Disney purchased Fox, and Fox initially had the rights. So for various legal reasons, this thing was tied up. And so they finally broke it loose, and they came to a distribution deal and agreement with Angel Studios, and they were actually able to release it, quite frankly, of all days or all weekends, Independence Day. And, you know, that has two meanings, really. Independence.
I didn't put that together till right now. I didn't see how that works in groove.
Well, that's why it was very important for me, and I was so committed to see this on July 4th, because I think there are way too many people in this country that refer to themselves as United States citizens, and they take freedom for granted, and freedom and liberty are really two distinctly different things. And, you know, if we look at scripture and just what's happening in the world today, and by default of this movie bringing awareness, as Lynn mentioned, everyone can do something, even if it is, I'm not even going to say just to pray, I'm going to say to justly pray for this cause and on behalf of it. Independence, right? We Americans celebrate independence from, right, from Great Britain on establishing a new nation 247 years ago. And I'm going to say it a little differently. We celebrate independence from, and now we are independent. We are independence, not we are from Great Britain, but independent to him, to God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And this country has been founded on biblical principles. They fled for the reasons that we all know, but not to lose sight of July 4th and the release on July 4th that now these children.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan Cahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship, an evening of praise and inspiration, and I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center at Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm going to be praying for Israel. I'm going to be praying for America in these prophetic times. For more information,